WildTalkRadio.com.
Talking to a radio show.
He's texting me on that radio station.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can I be on that radio station?
You can. You want to talk to him?
I need to talk to him.
You got to talk to him. Hold on one second.
Are you ready for a show where nothing is too taboo?
I'm waiting for like a cop pulled up. What are you doing out here on this corner, boy?
Just doing a radio show, officer.
You're like, you know, I'll be like, you looking for a good time, officer? Is that a donut on your penis, or are you just happy to see me? Oh, that's an eclair, son of a bitch.
It's a Boston cream pie.
Gosh, that's the Boston cream, baby.
And for the show where everything is fair game.
I want to put my dick on a flag and fly it above my house. I'll fucking do it. We could sing a song about it. We sell banana, B-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A. There's our island theme song. We spell banana, B-A-N-A-N-A-N-A.
Good thought. Give me your, I don't know, what's the first thing you think of when you see your dick? That's a good thought.
Pussy.
Then put the children to bed.
Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art or this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it sexual position? Oh, I got the pooper going to be showing up for party. Oh, you done the vow.
And pour yourself a cold one. As it's time for your only excuse to be home on Saturday nights.
First of all, has anyone ever told you that you have the laugh of a drunken schoolgirl?
Yeah, I have, actually. That's what's gotten me laid.
Yeah, I can be playing with myself.
Oh, it's all going to be coming really, really soon.
If you're sitting down, stand up real quick.
You, I'll be right back. I'm going to go grab a bucket in case I decide to hurl.
If you hurl, you're a fucking girl.
Oh, not the pelvic thrust.
It's time for CB Radio.
It's Saturday night. You know what that means. It's time for another edition of CB Radio Live right here on Wild Talk Radio. WildTalkRadio.com, twitch.tv/WTRLive, GardenGreatThePay.com, and CBRadioLive.com. Chat, if you have that Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangle button below the screen. You can use credit card Rock Talk and Fortnite item shop when you buy your battle passes and all the songs and Lego that you can possibly desire. Because hashtag epic partner. I'm the producer. Joined as always by the intern.
Hello. Ayo, I'm here. I had to unmute. It's all good. I wanted to make sure that I wasn't kind of cutting into the music.
You're good. You're good. And we're also joined by the godfather of Extreme Rock Parks.
We're here.
We've made it.
And then we've got sub. Oh.
Shortly, yep. Probably. Surely he'll be here shortly. Surely.
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 Sure.
So tonight on the show, we'll have the intern's corner.
Where is Shirley? Anyway.
In a minute.
Need more coffee.
And we also have tonight's Grade of the Great Debate, the final Grade of the Great Debate of the season before the finale next week. We're doing Pop Stars, so that should be fun time had by all. As we mentioned during WTR Game Night, next week on CB Radio, we'll pay for all of our really bad decisions or some interesting ones we've made along the way because we thought they were, well, funny.
To be fair, also, this is pretty good timing considering the fact that we get this done. We'll finish up season 4, and then we've got Mania hitting, and then we'll start with season 5.
Yeah, that's kind of how it's going to go. So the schedule coming up for the show, we have one more Great Debate next week, followed by a tier list show before Mania week. So the idea, chat, where every show is going to do the same tier list. So we'll see how they compare and go from there. But
which means I get to sit back that week on CB Radio.
Yeah, we get to help guide them along a little bit, and so on and so forth.
Because you have to do it on the rack, and I have to do it on WTR.
Yeah,
yay.
Yeah. So there's that. It's been a big week. In sports.
I still get nothing. No headlines or nothing.
No headlines. Surprising.
Nothing happened with the Bears at all. Nothing.
Nothing ever does.
Well,
you see, what happened was, Rob, your team needs a new starting quarterback.
Again.
That's every season.
Because Justin Fields got traded to be the backup of Pittsburgh.
Because they trade away Kenny Pickett to the Eagles to be our backup because they signed Russell Wilson to be their starter. And then they trade for Fields, which that's a quarterback competition if I've ever heard one right there.
In the article that I read, they expressly stated Justin Fields is not brought in to compete for the starting job.
Right. Mm-hmm. You don't trade for a former first round pick and he's not going to be the star. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I loved that was part of the story was just, yeah, he's not being brought in to fight for the opening spot. He's there to learn under Russell Wilson.
Who's only there for 1 year. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But Kirk Cousins going to Atlanta. So Atlanta has a quarterback.
Yeah. Well, they have someone at the quarterback position.
They have a quarterback who he'll do well in the regular season. He'll get, as I heard on TV this week, he'll get his numbers.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
He gets his numbers, and that's about it.
Justin Jefferson has absolutely nothing in Minnesota now.
No, I've heard rumors of Sam Darnold going there. So, Minnesota is on top. Aaron Rodgers was going to be a presidential vice president candidate.
Yep.
At one point this week. Independent. At one point this week, he's not, though. He was not taking the position. So we can be all thankful for that.
An NFL player would probably pay him more anyway.
So, Jets fans, you should be happy. He is still your starting quarterback if he can stay on the field more than one game.
Rock, did you see who their new left tackle is?
No, who?
Tyron Smith, the former left tackle for the Cowboys, is now going to the Jets.
Oh, that should help your offensive line then.
We lost our left tackle and our center.
Things are looking up for Dez. Things are looking up for Dak.
Yeah.
And
we also let go of Leighton Van Der Esch and Michael Gallup.
And Tony Pollard is gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Pollard went to Tennessee of all places, which meant that Derrick Henry went to Baltimore.
Not to Dallas like people thought.
No. Saquon Barkley goes to the Eagles. That'll be an interesting choice.
It's an interesting one. He comes home.
I heard he lost some friends over that.
Yeah, he didn't make many. It's like Brent on Twitter. He made some friends.
No,
make new ones along the way.
Now I have a question, Rock. How good is the Eagles' health plan?
I mean, pretty good. They have it. They have a NovaCare Health is the sponsor of their facility, so you know.
Okay, that's good. That's good because you got Saquon Barkley, so good job.
Yeah, I know. I don't think he's finished the season. So,
no, he has not played all games of the season.
I think one time.
Did he? I thought he was injured for every season at least so far.
I saw one 16-game season. So once.
And then you have lost on both sides of your lines, linchpins to retirement.
Yeah, we lost Kelsey and Cox. Yeah, so that looks promising. No, it should be fine. It should be fine. Honestly, our defensive line should be fine because we drafted a lot of people from Georgia over the last couple of years to fill those positions. So
yeah, I think the biggest loss though is going to be Kelsey because you're losing your center and you're also losing essentially like the heart of the team.
There was a headline because whatever his podcast is, he commented on all the moves and like the headline was Jason Kelsey doesn't know he's back, but he's back because he was still talking like he's part of the team, like he's back already. Even though he just retired, but he's going to be back. So, you know, that's how that, all that goes.
Look, it's hard when you first retire, it's hard to disassociate yourself from the boys.
It is. It is hard because you got to get away.
Terry Funk or Ric Flair.
I mean, hell, look at The Undertaker. He had to talk himself out of coming back.
Just recently, yeah.
Yeah, there's the story that came out of like he was really close to like trying to come back and he had to tell himself essentially no, I'm not going to.
Not gonna do that. We're not going to do that.
Mark, we've done this before, remember.
So yeah, lots of sports ball movement has transpired in the last week and you know, everyone's already claiming tampering, even though every other team was signing people before, which is under the legal tampering phase.
I was going to say, it's technically called the legal tampering window right now, so.
No, it was like 2 days for legal tampering. Wednesday was the first official day you could sign people.
Okay.
Yeah. You had 48 hours to legally tamper. To me, that's
negotiate, just weird. Essentially.
just make headlines, basically. So there's that. Subway is here as we get ready to dive deep into the intern's corner.
School is now in session. It's time to step inside the classroom to learn some useless, I mean, meaningful knowledge about movies, wrestling, music, video games, and more. This is the Intern's Corner.
What do we got this week?
All right, so we've got some This Week in Wrestling History. Starting off March 10th, 2013, at TNA Lockdown. They crowned a new TNA heavyweight champion when Bully Ray defeated Jeff Hardy in a steel cage match. This is most notable because it was at this point that Bully Ray revealed himself to be the long-awaited leader of Aces and Eights. A little bit of a shocker there.
Mm-hmm.
And that is when the storyline took a downturn.
Like any storyline does.
Right. Not because it was Bully Ray, but just because it's like, okay, you've had the big reveal of who the person is, and then it was just like, okay, what do we do now?
It's peak. It's peak.
Right. But that was a nice moment because it's like he's standing in the ring, you have all the Aces and Eights come out, and it was one of those moments where it's like, yeah, the fans were actually throwing shit into the ring because they were pissed.
Like you do.
Yeah. You know, like Hogan and the whole Bash at the Beach thing. It was just a nice visceral moment. Speaking of visceral moments, 1 year later to the day, March 10th, 2014, Occupy Raw took place. When Daniel Bryan took over the program with a ring and ringside full of fans demanding that Bryan be added to WrestleMania 30 in the main event, essentially. This would create the Daniel Bryan versus Triple H match to start WrestleMania with the caveat if Bryan won, he would be added to the main event. And we all know kind of, you know, how that turned out.
Yes, yes, yes.
Next up, March 11th, 1996, which is kind of fitting for today, of all days, Steve Austin debuts his new Stone Cold gimmick on a set of Raw tapings when he fought Savio Vega. Prior to this, he was known as Ted DiBiase's Ringmaster, where he also had the Million Dollar Championship. We also had at the debut at these tapings, Mark Henry joined the WWF, and in his first spot, basically overhead pressed Jerry Lawler.
Okay.
March 13th, 2011. This is a very infamous day in wrestling history because it was TNA's Victory Road. Nothing really happened there, right, Rock?
Of course not.
Except the main event between Sting and Jeff Hardy, which is remembered for all of the wrong reasons. I don't quite think that made the Sting highlight package.
No, it didn't make the package. No.
March 14th, 2004, WrestleMania 20 took place at Madison Square Garden,
where it all began again.
Yep, we had our main event of Triple H fighting Shawn Michaels for the heavyweight championship,
and neither man walked out the world champion. Amazing.
Nope. Amazingly, the title just kind of vanished at the end of the show.
Yeah, some mystery guy held it, that's all.
And then this was also most famous or infamously known for the match between Brock Lesnar and Goldberg with Steve Austin as the special guest referee, where the fans hated two-thirds of that match, and that it wasn't did. Steve Austin.
Was not Stone Cold, nope.
Oh, boy. And then finally, today is the 30th anniversary of a very notorious moment for one Mick Foley. When out in Germany, he was in a match with Vader, and he lost his ear.
Yeah, he lost his ear.
He did that famous spot where he gets his head caught between the ropes. He realized that it was a little tight, so he tried to get out of it, and pop goes his ear. The referee, who was French and didn't speak English, basically gave the ear to a timekeeper who gave it supposedly, according to story, Ric Flair, who was Booker for the night. And unfortunately, it did not make its way back to Mick Foley. Whoops.
Yeah.
That's why he's got a little nub. He's just got a little nub there.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine.
It's totally fine.
So that is some of the stuff that happened this week in wrestling history.
Okay.
Now let's celebrate some celebrity birthdays, because we here on CB Radio like to, you know, acknowledge the celebrities and, you know, celebrate their turning 1 year older.
what this
did,
segment
did they
is.
Ever find the ear?
Oh, no, they found... Well, I mean, I don't know where it went between the ring announcer and Ric Flair. Maybe Flair has it, like, as a token.
That's what I'm, you know, wondering, like, does he have that secretly on a necklace somewhere in his possessions, or...
That's a good question. No one, it's one of those unsolved mysteries. Where's the ear?
Yeah. Things that keep you up at night.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right. Celebrity birthdays. AKA, do I know this celebrity?
Yes. In this case, does Rock actually know them from anything?
Do I know... Have I seen that movie?
First up, we have... from The Change-Up, Don't Worry, Darling. I know you haven't seen that one. But she's also on this little program that I know you know of, Rock, called House. It's Olivia Wilde.
Yeah, House. I've seen House.
Yes.
Olivia Wilde. Who is she married to?
Oh, shit. Hang on.
Like, he's a comedic actor.
That's not who I thought it was.
They had, like, a kittens or something. Anyway, I think she's 39?
Okay. She did date Jason Sudeikis for a while.
30. I think they had a kid, I think.
Yeah, they had two kids. A son and a daughter. But they broke up in November of 2020.
Gotcha.
And then apparently she dated Harry Styles for a hot second.
Well, I went 39. What do you guys go with?
40.
Okay.
41.
40, right on the dot. Good job, Sub. Oh, she also was in the that redo or the Tron Legacy movie. I forgot about that. I think she's supposed to be in the next Tron movie as well. But we'll see if that one gets made.
Is that the one that helped him?
Yeah, she was. Yeah, she had the kind of like black bob haircut.
Yeah, yeah, and it was helping the main guy. Right. Okay. Yeah, she was pretty cool.
Next up, we have actor, karate star, somewhat outspoken politically, and also late night fitness equipment shiller. It is one Walker, Texas Ranger, Chuck Norris.
Chuck is old school.
Chuck is old school. 85, 84.
Wow, you think that high?
You just said he's old school.
I mean, he ain't Clint Eastwood old. I think he's more like 65.
Say 89.
84.
Wow.
One thing to remember is don't forget he was in the Bruce Lee movies from, you know, the...
Well, I was just thinking about... That's what I was just trying to track down. I was like, well, he was in the Bruce Lee movies. But, I mean, he looked young. Even if he was 20, that's still 50 years ago.
So, all right. Next up, she's an actress. She's been in The Specialist. She was in Basic Instinct. But she's most known for sharing a piece of herself with the entire world. It's Sharon Stone.
I mean, that ain't all she's known for.
It's what she was first made popular for.
Right. She was in a lot of good stuff. Where are you going, Rock?
I'm waiting for you to give an answer. I'm curious to see where you went.
You're pretty good at getting a good start. I'm going to go 51.
Ooh, that's young.
61. 67. It was
66. Rob sneaks in with the correct guess, 66.
He was Googling it. Fuck that. Google this shit, Rob.
Sub, I don't know if Rob's connection will allow him to Google while he's on the call.
No.
All right, next up, she's from Hannah, Montana. She's from Young Sheldon. Am I naming stuff you've seen, Rock?
No.
She's also the sibling of Haley Joel from the Sixth Sense fame. It is Emily Osment.
She said Hannah Montana era. She's kind of young-ish. 33.
36.
What does Rob think?
25.
She is 32.
Okay.
All right, next up. He's an actor. He's been in Walking Tall, you know, the Dwayne Johnson movie. That was the remake of the movie by Jodan Baker. He's also been in The Ringer. That might be a movie that Rock has seen.
The Ringer? What the hell is The Ringer?
It's the one where he plays a Special Olympic competitor, even though he's not Special Olympics. Also, he was featured a few years ago at WrestleMania, taking on one competitor for the Intercontinental title this year, Sami Zayn. It's Johnny Knoxville.
So, why would you not open up with Jackass?
Yeah.
Like, we know he knows what Jackass is.
I know, but that's part of the whole thing, is seeing if I can name other stuff that he might know.
Maybe yeah. Men in Black. You'd probably remember him from Men in Black.
Oh, Men in Black.
He was the one with two heads. Yeah.
Men in Black 2.
2, yeah.
52.
51.
54.
Oh, Rob, you should have gone a little bit lower. 53. All right, next up, to call this person an actor, I don't know if it would quite qualify, but it's being included because of our co-hosts in here. He is a very prolific actor, is about a way to describe it. Been in a lot of movies. I don't know if I can say them on air. Ron Jeremy.
He turned out to be another piece of shit, but
80.
71. Oh, isn't that over with yet? Like, isn't that all settled? I thought he was in, like, jail.
Probably.
Who
is this?
Ron Jeremy.
Ron Jeremy, Rob.
Oh, man. I guess...
I said 80. I said 80.
Rock said 80, Sub said 71.
Yeah, I was going to say 81.
He is 71, Sub right on the dot, and that is not surprising that Sub knows that.
God damn it.
He knew that. Wish him a happy birthday.
Of all the people he knew.
Yeah, of all the ones he's going to get just... But not only did he name the person before I said anything, he got the year, or he got the age perfectly right. That's just, couldn't have been better. All right, three more. First up, we have an actor. He's been in things such as Wanted and the John Wick series. And now You See Me. He's also a rapper. It's Common.
That's what I'm like. Duh.
He's tall, African-American, bald.
Modern rapper?
Yeah.
Yes-ish.
Say 30. Fuck it. I don't know.
I know the name. I kind of, I've never seen much of whatever you just said.
If you saw him, you'd recognize him.
Go.
What movie 50, again?
50.
He was in Wanted. It's the assassin movie with James McAvoy and Angelina Jolie. And he was in the John Wick series.
I don't know who he is.
Which update? I have now finally first John Wick.
Congrats. More than I've seen, so congrats.
Common 45.
And the answer is? Yeah, we got 30, 31. 50, go ahead.
52.
Oh, that's close. Yeah, I said 51.
No, he's older than that.
All right. Next up, he's a comedian. He's been in things such as City Slickers, When Harry Met Sally, Forget Paris. He's the voice of Mike Wazowski from Monsters, Inc. and Monsters University. And he's a lifelong New York Yankees fan, Billy Crystal.
Oh, God.
Throw Mama from the Train.
Throw Mama from the Train. He was also a Saturday Night Live cast member.
69.
Nice.
71.
Okay. Rock?
75.
Oh, just off. 76. All right. Next up. He was in the Divergent series, which I doubt many of you have seen, but he was also in the film adaptations of the Suicide Squad, Captain Boomerang, Jai Courtney.
No idea who that is. No, I've never heard the name.
Have you seen Good Day to Die Hard, the last Die Hard movie with Bruce Willis?
Yes.
His son, the one that he has to go rescue from Russia.
Okay. I know who you're talking about, but it doesn't mean I know
the
name. 35.
Okay.
37.
Okay.
36.
38.
Yeah, went the wrong direction.
So, before we get to new one, this is C-Rail. Brent needs to check his DMs because he needs to go check something really quick.
I just saw.
Anyway, I'm just going to stall as you do that. Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account, Prime, you can support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can also use code RockinSock in the Fortnite item shop because hashtag epic partner. Is it a yes or is it a no?
Hang on. That should be the part I use.
Because this might be a really short show.
No, I'm in.
You're in? Okay, then you got to control it all.
But, okay, wait, I hit the magnifying glass and it's not giving me any options to put answers in.
Yeah, because can you start it? That's the...
I can have start accepting predictions.
do that, and you have to be controlling tonight. So okay, have fun with that.
Yes.
Anywho,
let me see if it works.
Should okay, have the power.
I can. You're gonna have to give me numbers then.
we'll give numbers. Yeah. It's fine. Because
okay.
I can't log in because they have an issue. So
oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So those were celebrity birthdays. Now, in honor of tomorrow, or for some of you around the country today, now it is March 17th, which is what day?
What day is it, Brent?
It is St. Patrick's Day. So in honor of that, we chose a good Irish movie to be our movie of the week, which is Far and Away from 1992, starring Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman. Anyone remember that one?
Awesome.
Great. Good to know. All right.
Trying to do something. Sorry, Brent.
No worries. All right. So Far and Away, 1992. Some trivia for that. One of the most famous scenes from this movie is towards the end when they have the great land rush scene, which is when all the homesteaders lined up and then they went out and tried to grab themselves some land, I believe in Oklahoma. So the recreation of the great land rush scene involved 800 extras, 400 horses, and 200 wagons. The extras were all recruited from a reenactment society called the Reenactors. I know. Original. Director Ron Howard had three of his great-grandparents actually riding in the original Great Land Rush of 1893, which was depicted in the film. The dress that Shannon, Nicole Kidman, admires in the shop window in Boston is actually one of the dresses worn by Clara Clayton in the last scene of Back to the Future Part 3 from 1990. Coincidentally, Tom Cruise and Thomas Gibson, who is Agent Hotchner from the Criminal Minds series, were both born on July 3rd, 1962, and both of them, of course, appear in this movie. Tom Cruise, Nicole Kidman, and Thomas Gibson would also appear again in the same movie in Eyes Wide Shut from 1999. So 7 years later, Sean Bean was originally considered for the role of Stephen Chase. In Ireland, this movie has become somewhat of a cult classic for comedy purposes for some due to the notoriously bad Irish, and it's spelled O-I-R-I-S-H, accents in this film. So in case you didn't know, yeah, they're really bad Irish accents. Like, really bad.
Okay.
Although dialect coach Tom Moynich had over 17 years of experience, this film was the first time he had to teach people to speak in an Irish accent. Technically, Nicole Kidman's accent is incorrect for this movie, though. As a well-to-do landowner's daughter in Ireland at the time, she would have spoken with a essentially English or British accent, but that would have confused international audiences, so they had to teach her essentially how to speak in an educated Dublin accent, which is, as I stated, factually wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, Temple Bar in Dublin City Center was shut down for at least 3 months to accommodate the construction of the Molly Kay's Bordello street set. Local shops and businesses were well compensated for the inconvenience, and despite the three-month closure, the entire street set was only glimpsed briefly during the movie. All that money and effort for a very brief showing in a movie. Good job on way to, you know, economically spend your money.
Indeed.
And that's the Intern's Corner.
All right, it's time to do the pop stars. Great and the Great Debate.
It's time for the Greater Than the Great Debate.
All right, we're
good, Brent. All right, so we're here to do some... We're here to go through 64 famous pop stars to determine who is the greatest pop star of all time. So these are across different eras, and we're going to help determine who the best is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure where Rock got this list from, but...
All over the internet.
All right. So we're going to start with round number one. In round number one, our first matchup is the King of Pop, Michael Jackson, taking on Post Malone.
Michael Jackson.
I'm sorry, WWE 2K24's Post Malone.
Michael Jackson.
Right.
I mean, no one is going to give any love to Post Malone, because I'm certainly not. It's Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson moves on next.
All right, next up, we have Donna Summer taking on Pink.
Pink.
I'll give love to the summer.
I actually saw Pink like fourth row back before she was really big. It was cool.
Nice. Next.
Britney Spears picking on Her Hips Don't Lie, Shakira.
It's Britney, bitch.
Britney, bitch.
Shakira.
I would give it to Shakira, but I gotta support Britney. Leave Britney alone.
Next.
Here we go. This is an interesting matchup. Justin Timberlake taking on Christina Aguilera. It's a battle of the Mickey Mouse Club.
JT.
Christina Aguilera.
And Justin.
JT, right? Just for the next round.
Next.
Mariah Carey taking on Joe Jonas.
Mariah Carey.
Mariah.
Nick Cannon's ex.
Mariah.
Mariah moves on next.
George Michael takes on Ed Sheeran.
George Michael.
George Michael.
Gotta have a faith.
Brent.
Mr. Game of Thrones, Ed Sheeran.
Rob.
Here go Michaels.
George Michael moves on next.
Stevie Wonder, Clay Aiken.
Stevie Wonder.
Stevie.
I mean, I think we could all see this one coming, so Stevie Wonder.
Next.
Really? No, okay, fine.
That was a terrible joke, man. That was terrible.
I know. I was waiting for the groan, that's why.
It was terrible. It wasn't even going to give you the satisfaction of a groan. It was just that bad.
Paul McCartney taking on Lord.
McCartney.
Paul McCartney.
Wings.
Hey, now you take the words right out of my mouth.
Next.
Okay, into round number two. Michael Jackson, Pink.
Jackson.
MJ.
It's a Thriller.
What was that, Brent?
I voted Pink.
MJ moves on next.
This was a former relationship. Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake.
Britney.
Britney.
Justin, because he kept his shit together.
Rob.
Here's Britney.
Britney moves on next.
Mariah Carey, George Michael.
Mariah.
Michael.
Mariah.
George.
Mariah moves on next.
Stevie Wonder, Paul McCartney.
Stevie.
Paul. Ivory.
Sub.
Paul McCartney.
Rob. Rob.
What have we got?
We have Stevie Wonder and Paul McCartney.
Stevie.
Moves on next.
Michael Jackson, Britney Spears.
MJ.
MJ.
Britney.
Rob.
And he is the king of pop.
He is, in fact, the king of pop. Next.
Mariah Carey, Stevie Wonder.
Stevie.
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 Next.
Michael Jackson, Stevie Wonder.
MJ.
MJ.
Jackson.
Jackson 5.
Moves on next.
All right, into round number ones again. We have Beyonce, Queen B, taking on Sabrina Carpenter.
Beyonce.
Beyonce.
Beyonce over Girl Meets World.
Never heard of that show. Beyonce.
Beyonce moves on next.
Justin Bieber, Amy Winehouse.
Justin Winehouse. Bieber.
The Woonhouse.
Biebs.
Rob.
Second one.
Amy Winehouse moves on next.
Rihanna, Gwen Stefani.
Rihanna.
Gwen.
Umbrella, Ella, Ella.
And shoots bananas.
Rihanna moves on next.
Adele, Halsey.
Adele.
Halsey.
Adele.
Halsey.
Adele moves on next.
Window popped up. Prince, Doja Cat.
Prince.
Prince.
Doja.
Red Beret.
Prince moves on next.
That's a raspberry beret. Thank you very much.
Next.
Cher, Miley Cyrus.
Cyrus. No, Cher.
Cher.
Cyrus.
Rob.
Cher.
Cher moves on next.
Janet Jackson, Paula Abdul.
Janet.
Paula.
Miss Jackson, if you're nasty.
Rob.
Abdul
moves on next.
Bruno Mars, Olivia Rodrigo.
Bruno.
Liv.
We don't talk about.
Bruno moves on next.
Into round number two is Beyonce, Amy Winehouse.
Beyonce.
Beyonce.
Who runs the world?
Next.
Rihanna, Adele.
Rihanna.
Adele.
Rihanna.
Adele.
Rihanna moves on next.
Prince, Cher.
Prince.
Ooh, Prince.
We're gonna party like it's 1999.
Prince.
Moves on next.
Paula Abdul, Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars.
Paula Abdul.
Bruno.
Bruno moves on next.
Beyonce, Rihanna.
Beyonce.
Rihanna.
Beyonce over Rihanna.
Beyonce.
Moves on next.
Prince, Bruno.
Prince.
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 Brent.
Prince.
Moves on next.
Beyonce, Prince.
Beyonce.
Prince.
Prince.
Beyonce.
Prince moves on next.
All right. Halfway through, back into round number ones. Madonna, The Weeknd.
Madonna.
Madonna.
Madonna over The Weeknd.
Madonna moves on.
Madonna.
John Lennon, Sade.
Lennon.
John Lennon.
Lennon. Lennon.
Moves on next.
And I don't know how it's pronounced Sade, but it really is.
I know. It's weird.
Tina Turner, Kelly Clarkson.
Tina Turner.
Let's spice it up. Tina. Kelly Clarkson. Rob or Brant, one of you?
Tina.
Now Rob.
Tina.
Tina moves on next.
Frank Sinatra, Pharrell Williams.
Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra.
Frank.
Frankie.
Moves on next.
Elton John, J-Lo.
Elton.
Elton.
Rocket Man.
My name is Jennifer Lopez.
But she does not move on. Next.
Lady Gaga, Billie Eilish.
Gaga.
Gaga.
Yeah, just well, gonna choose between those two.
I was going to say, technically, I think they're both Oscar winners. So I'll go Lady Gaga, though.
Billie.
Lady Gaga moves on.
David Bowie, Demi Lovato.
Oh, Bowie.
Bowie. Bowie.
Bowie.
Bowie.
Moves on. Next.
Katy Perry, Ariana Grande.
Katy Perry.
Grande.
The girl from Fortnite.
Perry.
Ariana Grande moves on next.
Madonna, John Lennon.
Madonna.
Madonna.
Madonna. I'll give John Lennon. Stayed around.
I went Lennon, but Madonna still moves on next.
Tina Turner, Frank Sinatra.
Tina.
Frank.
Frank.
The Rat Pack.
Moves on next.
Elton John, Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga, currently in Fortnite.
Oh, God. I'm going to do the M-ga.
Johnny.
I'll give it to Elton John.
Lady Gaga moves Lady on next.
All right. David Bowie, Ariana Grande.
Bowie.
Bowie.
Grande.
Rob.
The Goblin King.
Moves on next.
Madonna, Sinatra.
Madonna.
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 Moves on next.
Lady Gaga, David Bowie.
Gaga.
Bowie.
Gaga.
Sub.
Bowie.
Bowie moves on next.
Madonna, Bowie.
Madonna.
Bowie.
Bowie.
Brent.
Bowie's got it.
Madonna.
Bowie moves on next.
All right. Final round or final first round matchups. Elvis Presley, Lionel Richie.
Elvis.
Elvis.
Holy shit. Elvis.
Elvis moves on next.
Thank you very much.
Diana Ross, Billy Joel.
Joel.
Billy Joel.
Joel.
Piano Man.
Moves on next.
Bob Dylan and this year's Super Bowl halftime show, Usher.
Usher.
Bob Dylan.
Rock, I think it's actually Usher.
Is that who you're going with?
Yeah. Usher.
Usher?
Are you Usher?
Anyway, next.
Aretha Franklin, Nick Jonas.
Franklin.
Nick Jonas. No, Aretha.
Aretha.
Moves on next.
Whitney Houston, Dua Lipa.
Whitney.
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 Moves on next.
Was he in the first like round?
Nope. No, that was his brother, Joe.
No,
there's
Whitney
three
Houston.
Jonas brothers.
No, Whitney was not. Houston. No.
Nope.
Y'all wouldn't bullshit me, would you? I'm just kidding.
No, because I actually double checked it before Rock.
Yeah, he proofed the list this week.
Oh, my God.
Celine Dion, Harry Styles.
Celine.
Yeah, I have to go Celine. I don't know this other guy.
In honor of Tim, I'm going the Canadian.
The voice of the Titanic.
Moves on, next.
Freddie Mercury, Fergie.
Fergie.
Freddie Mercury.
Freddie Mercury. How could you all go against Freddie Mercury?
I didn't. I voted for Freddie Mercury.
I'm the only Fred, one who won. Yeah. Freddie Mercury moves on. Next.
That's ludicrous.
Taylor Swift and her BFF, Selena Gomez.
T-Swizzle?
The woman who legitimately makes an economy.
T-Swizzle moves on. Next.
Elvis Presley, Billy Joel.
Elvis.
Elvis.
EP.
Elvis.
Moves on. Next.
Usher, Aretha Franklin.
Usher.
Franklin.
Chicken and waffles.
Aretha over Usher.
Aretha moves on next.
Whitney Houston, Celine Dion.
Whitney.
Whitney.
Whitney over Celine.
Whitney moves on next.
Freddie Mercury, Taylor Swift.
T Swizzle.
Mercury.
Taylor.
Rob.
Got me under pressure, Rock.
Coin.
Okay, that one actually worked.
That one worked. But T-Swizzle moves on. Next.
All right. Elvis Presley, Aretha Franklin.
Elvis.
Presley.
Elvis.
Hold on a moment. I'm going to go sit on the toilet.
Elvis moves on next.
Whitney Houston, Taylor Swift.
Whitney.
Whitney.
Taylor.
Let's see. Whitney.
Hi.
Hi. And she did not listen to your instructions because you have Whitney moves on next.
Elvis Presley, Whitney Houston.
Elvis.
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 Can you say Elvis?
Elvis.
Elvis moves on next.
All right, semifinal matchup. Michael Jackson and Prince.
Oof. Michael.
MJ.
MJ moves on. Prince. Next.
Other semifinal. David Bowie, Elvis Presley.
Elvis. Elvis.
David Bowie.
Elvis.
Elvis moves on. We're teaching them already. Main event.
All right, your main event matchup. Michael Jackson, Elvis Presley.
MJ.
Elvis.
Michael.
Yeah, I gotta give it to the guy who's been in more movies. I'll go with Elvis.
And Michael Jackson is your winner. Pretty good. I would say that was a pretty good list overall. I think we had some good.
I was surprised that Frank Sinatra was on there and Elvis.
They were on multiple lists for.
He was a pop star back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah, they were on lists. So here we are. Anyway, that'll do it for CB Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network tomorrow night. It's WTR Sunday at Russell Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. Brent's going to rant a lot. So tune in for that hour of fun and excitement. Monday night, it's Raw Post Show at 11 p.m. Eastern. Tuesday and Wednesday night, it's WWE 2K24 content. We're going to finish up Showcase and maybe start My Career this week. So we'll figure that all out 10 p.m. Eastern or before. Just turn on notifications. Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, it's The Rack, 10 p.m. Eastern. We're going to review the new Becky Lynch book as a part of the show, along with news and notes and all the other stuff. It's The Rack. Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Friday night, GM Battles Week number 2. We did the draft last night. It was a lot of fun. We went through 5 weeks of content. We're going to try about 15 weeks this coming Friday, around 10 p.m. Eastern for GM Battles. We'll be back next Saturday, 10 p.m. Eastern for WTR Game Night. What we're playing, we'll figure that out. Probably Uno. We'll lock it in as we go. We'll be back next Saturday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern for another edition of CB Radio. It's CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and the website.
CBRadioLive.com.
At Wild Talk Radio, at CB Radio GUE, at Kane Kins, at Lone Jobber, at Wade Manson. Final thoughts up?
Not much. Good debate. That's it. I got nothing. No, John Cena was pretty good in that Rick and Nikki movie. It's pretty funny.
Final thoughts, Rob?
That's it.
I think that was the most motivating and life-enriching presidential moment I've ever heard to this day.
To this day. And, 5 minutes, I think.
At least. All right. Well, appreciate everyone listening. Be safe out there as the St. Patrick's Day draws near. Be safe out there. You never know, crazies. Leprechauns might jump out in front of you. All right. See you all next week. Can you say anything? Say bye. Hello. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Brant.
Yeah, everyone be safe tomorrow. If you're around, listen to what I have to say about a certain reveal that happened this week and why it really didn't matter overall, it seems. Yeah, you'll learn more tomorrow. So talk to you all then.
This has been CBR Live right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll see you next Saturday, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Long day was on Wild Talk Radio Network. Streaming live at wildtalkradio.com, twitch.tv/WTLive, and
CBRadioLive.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.